Tiger. Chibis.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. Joining me this week, as always, is my lovely wife, Lady Giggles.
Hello.
Tanya. And also, obviously, the traffic outside has just decided to start, you know.
It just knows.
Naturally, the people with the farty automobiles are just going past, like, you know.
It just knows.
I don't understand, because it'll be quiet up until we put the microphone. We press record, and then it's like. We're going to have to stop. We're going to have to take the light, the now recording light, off the side of the building. Because then they immediately see it and they're like, oh, quick, got to rev our engines or whatever they're doing.
Or have it the opposite way around. So have it on
not
when
recording.
We're not recording and off when we are recording.
Yeah. Just for clarification, we don't actually have engines. Yet, so.
Far too expensive, that is.
Well, I mean, and also it's just why the. Yeah. You wouldn't want to do that.
No.
You wouldn't want people to know what you're doing. Because then they'll be like, we can see what you're doing. So, how are you?
A bit of a headache today, but obviously, I'm okay.
I just like to point out we do actually talk when we're not on the podcast. But I'm sort of trying to start engaging conversation, yeah. It's, can be quite difficult when you're like training things on the fly. We haven't really got anything prepared for this week because we've sort of ended up with like a situation where there's a lot of shit happening.
Yes.
So I figured it might be easier to just record something on the fly without me having to prepare. Unfortunately, Dave isn't going to join us this week again because his work is pants.
Yep.
Which
it's shitty, like shitty.
Yeah, it's a shame because we love him and hopefully you guys do too, and that you're hassling him on Twitch and going like, I listen to you on the podcast, you've got a sexy voice, we want to see your face, and then you start like demanding to see his face, and then next thing you know he's on television and everyone's like, oh my god, he's got ginger hair, burn him.
But also, you'll be able to see him on Twitch anyway.
He doesn't use a camera on Twitch anymore.
Oh, does he not?
No.
When did he change that?
Like, ages ago.
Okay.
I haven't seen his face. At least.
Okay.
No, he's got the picture of the game now, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, okay, gotcha. He used to have a camera. He used to have it.
Yeah, that's why we did Judith and Betty, because it was like, we don't...
That's true. That is true.
We wouldn't do it in the summer, because...
It's far too hot for that.
Yeah, those costumes are not... They're not...
Not summer-proof.
Yeah. They are sort of like a... It's like a body stocking. And it's like, oh my god, I'm melty. So, there was a Nintendo Direct. Oh, here's Milo. Milo's joined in. He's going to come and say hello. Would you like to say a few words?
Meow.
No?
No, okay.
Just going to hang out. Going to shake your thing. You going to say hello? No? He's actually slobbered on me.
He's quite drawly at the moment for some strange unknown reason. Not quite sure why.
So Milo's fine, everyone, if you were wondering. He is a bit drooly at the moment. Obviously, as Tanya just said. what I was trying to say was that there was a... there was something that I saw the other day which was a bit weird. It wasn't weird, but like... So Nintendo used to do these things called Nintendo Directs where they had all the... information about upcoming game releases and things like that, and it was a good time. People like watching them. People would complain unendingly because the thing that they wanted wasn't announced, and why don't they just do this? Oh, I want this game. Why isn't it made? And they haven't really done one this year. They usually do one in January, and it just never came around. And then when E3 was cancelled, people went, well, they'll probably do one around June, and nope, didn't happen. And they've had some sort of mini ones where they've done Pokemon and what have you, but they dropped a surprise one. Well, I mean, they gave notice like a few hours before it was going to drop. And it came out and people were like, oh my god! And they got really excited about it. And then it said it was a mini Partners Direct. So they were going to show some games that other people were making for the Nintendo Switch. And it was all, I mean, it was all right. There was a couple of announcements that were quite cool. The Candice of Hyrule.
Oh, yes.
Zelda rhythm game. Yes. That's getting a physical edition with some lovely DLC, which I was like, oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
There was a wrestling game, which didn't look very good. There was a shooting game, which was like, oh, could be fun, I guess.
We're not shooty people, so...
Not really, but it's like third-person shooty, so I was like, that could be... depending on how much it is, I might, you know, if it's on sale, I might get it. There was a wrestling game which looked really weird, and I was like, okay, I mean, I'm not really into those wrestling games, so I probably won't...
partake in this.
Probably won't even look at that. Then there was some Shigami Tensei games. They're like big Japanese RPGs, nice, sort of thing. They looked quite good. I've always been interested in the series. I'm considering getting one or two of them, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I was like, oh, well, that's cool. They're going to come out.
Yeah, yeah.
Next year. Great. The entire thing, I mean, it wasn't like I was there, like, when I saw it was a mini direct. Partners Direct, I was like, well, they're not going to say Metroid Prime 4, here it is.
Is this the one that was shown on this Tuesday?
Yes. This is the most recent one.
Okay. As I didn't get to watch it.
Was
there not much to it?
I mean, I literally just went through what was in it. So there wasn't...
Not much, really.
No. The Japanese one had a bit more and was a bit more interesting, apparently. Some cool-looking games in there.
Oh, okay.
If you like watching Japanese things, I'd suggest watching it, because it's in Japanese, obviously. I think you can watch it with subtitles on.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether the stuff's coming out necessarily in, obviously, worldwide. You'd have to look into that yourselves. Well, am I? Your mother? I ain't telling you this shit. Go and look it up yourselves. I'm pointing at the microphone. They can't see that.
No.
Anyway.
Because they did do a treehouse, didn't they? Is that treehouse where they did the Paper Mario?
Yeah, I mean, they did a treehouse where they played some Paper Mario and the Origami King.
Yes, that looks quite good.
And we might have that already,
game.
Already,
yep.
And then they announced in that they were doing some sort of Bakugan, which is, I guess, like a thing where you throw balls at each people.
Yeah, it's kind of like marbles with... monsters, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like Yu-Gi-Oh! But with marbles. It's the Yu-Gi-Oh! Marble.
It's the Yu-Gi-Oh! Of the American style.
What, is it American then?
I don't know. I always thought it was, but I don't think it is. But
I mean, now I'm intrigued. I'm gonna have to look it up. Well, you could look it up. Can you look up Bakugan? See if it's... I thought it was Japanese.
I don't know.
Because it was like... It's like an anime with toys, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's one of those toy selling animes. So yeah, well, that was that, yes. So hang on, what was I saying? So yeah, so my thing for you, Tanya, is if somebody wasn't going to promise you something, you know, they're not necessarily going like, "Oh, this is what you're going to hear about." And they say there's a mini presentation about some things that are coming out from people that we work with. Our partners, if you will, would you immediately assume that all your dreams were going to come true and they were going to announce all the games that you've ever wanted and it was going to be like 2 hours long and a massive extravaganza and everyone was going to get a free car at the end?
No.
Or would you go, oh, they said it's a mini presentation, it's probably not going to be that big?
Yeah, mini means small.
And there's probably, and they even said, we're just going to show you some bits of some previously announced stuff. Would you immediately assume that your dreams were coming true?
No.
F-Zero Switch was coming out? No. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't the only one.
If they said it's going to be a mini presentation with some of the stuff we've already shown but expanded, then that's what they're going to do.
Yes.
Not something that they've imaginally looked in between the lines. It's like, oh, look!
How would you feel? There's obviously got to be a F-Zero
thing going on here. Like, I'm reading between the lines. No, I'm not reading between the lines. No, Bakugan is a Japanese thing, but I thought it was more towards the American audience, but don't know. It doesn't say.
Well, I mean, it's all marketable to people. It's toys and a cartoon series and video games and all, multi-franchise.
Yes, it
multi-level marketing franchises. Yeah. I don't know. So yeah, basically, a lot of people I've seen online have been like, "This is outrageous! I was expecting them to announce Mother 3 on the Switch, and I can't believe they didn't announce my favourite game being remastered, Barbie's Groom and Ride. It's outrageous! Political correctness has gone mad!" And you're there just
some
like...
Some people are funny, I have to say. Some people are very funny.
I don't even know if it's funny, though. It's just tragic, because you're there just like, you're not even, like, paying attention to what's going on. I literally just came away from the whole thing going, okay, there's some games I'm going to get, and there's some games
I'm probably not going to get.
But these people are, like, pinning their entire hopes on this thing. And some people are like, We're demanding a Nintendo Direct. We need to see game trailers. Oh. And I'm there going like, are you serious? I'm still playing through
half the stuff we've already still got.
Yeah, it's bloody hard being a gamer with...
And a worker.
Yeah, like, cheese and crackers. I might have to just, like, retire and just play video games all the time. Because then I'll probably be able to get through most of the ones that I've got.
Yeah. Well, you have completed one game, haven't you, so...
Yeah, I mean...
Well, you've completed a few more games, but you've completed one game most recently.
Yes, I finished Outer Worlds.
You have.
Which is very
good. It was very good to watch, actually. I very much enjoyed it.
And I'm currently playing Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition.
Yes. And considering I don't do well with the Fallout, maybe it's something to do with the PlayStation.
You're talking about Outer Worlds?
You know, I don't do well with the watching of Fallout.
Yeah, but you're talking about Outer Worlds, not Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yeah, not Xenoblade, sorry.
People have motion sickness. Yeah. And they're like, I want to get Xenoblade Chronicles. And you're like, I have motion sickness. She's talking about Outer Worlds.
I do apologise, yeah. So, when Tim played Fallout 3, 4, Las Vegas, whatever, on the PlayStation, I could watch it for about, what, a couple of hours? And then I'd feel sick. But
I mean, not even that. Sometimes I would put it on and you'd be like,
yeah, I think it really depends on my frame of, if you played it now, I've got a headache, I probably would go, can't watch that. But like, I was able to watch you play Outer Worlds far longer than, maybe it's something to do with the PlayStation, maybe it's something to do with the PlayStation and the conversion rate on the TV, maybe, I don't know.
I mean, the Switch is probably, I think for that game, might have been between, like, Skyrim level, maybe?
Yeah, so I can watch you play Skyrim as well.
It could be that you're also getting used
maybe.
To it, though.
Maybe, but, oh, bleh. Just thinking about Mickey Mouse. Bleh.
And for those of you who don't know, she's talking about the Mickey Mouse power of paper, power of something or other.
Can't think of what it's called for the
like
Wii.
Power of Two or something.
Power of Two, yeah, it could be for the Wii.
Or was that the sequel?
I don't know.
I'm gonna have to Google it now because it's going to annoy me.
But yeah, that was for the Wii, wasn't it? It wasn't for the Wii U, was it? No, it was for the Wii.
Yeah, it was for the. Epic Mickey.
Epic Mickey, yeah, that's it.
Because there's Epic Mini, Epic Mickey 2, The Power of 2.
Right.
Where you have to, like, you get Oswald the Rabbit with
you. Yeah. I can only play 10 minutes of that and I feel sick.
You played that on the Xbox as
oh,
well.
Oh, did I? Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes, because you complained so much about the controls in the Wii one.
Oh, yeah.
I got you on Xbox and then you played it for 2 seconds and then...
I felt really,
really
sick.
You're like, oh,
I feel really sick right now.
But I mean, it's something that you should go back to. Maybe, yeah, maybe you won't feel that you'll feel less sick.
Maybe
you've become hardier by watching me play video games. You gained experience.
Maybe I've gained experience.
Who knows?
Iron hand control. Don't know. Pass. We'll see. We'll find out.
Eye to hand coordination.
Yeah, that's all right. Thank you. My brain doesn't work today.
That's all right. It's all right. My brain doesn't work most days. So. That's a good one. So as I was saying, I was playing, started to play Xenoblade Chronicles again. That's such a beautiful
game. It's beautiful.
The only problem is I've been very tired as well because working hard.
Yep.
And we've got other things. Obviously, there's balls rolling, as we've mentioned before. So that's it's been adding stress and strain to things, and yeah, I'm probably ready to have a holiday again.
Yes, I'm thinking that, to be honest.
I doubt it's going to happen now until October, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, so do you have any special thoughts you'd like to share with the group?
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think
no
so.
No way of vamping for a few minutes while I pull up some weird news stories? No sort of news stories yourself, maybe?
I watched Horizon for the about Pluto being the new dead planet, not the planet that's come alive again.
Right.
And it's a beautiful. They've obviously sent that satellite dish.
Yes.
That's taken 9 to 10 years to get there, and some of the images that come back is amazing. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful planet. We should go live there. No, actually, no. It's a bit too cold for that. It's a bit too cold for that.
At the moment, maybe a holiday.
A bit too cold for that.
So, yeah. I found a very bizarre story,
go on then.
If you'd like to hear it.
Go on then.
My damn cat is an evil genius. He got my wife pregnant.
Excellent. I love it.
Okay, so the couple have planned to wait 2 years to have another baby after their difficult first pregnancy. But their cat had other plans.
What?
The man has shared a strange way his wife got pregnant. It involves his cat. The couple welcomed their first child last year, but she had a difficult pregnancy, which saw her on bed rest for several weeks. Their son was born 2 months before his due date, weighing 4 pounds and 2 ounces. But thankfully, he was happy and healthy. How did they know he was happy?
Yeah.
I'd have been like, what the hell, man? 2 months early?
Yeah.
Put me back in! Due to the nature of their first pregnancy, they decided to hold off for having another child for a couple of years. He said, my wife started birth control shortly after giving birth, to be sure we had no surprises. But the pill tends to make her very sick, and she wanted to lose weight, so she stopped taking it. We thought rubbers would be enough, but that's where our cat comes in.
What?
The cat apparently put his penis in the wife without... No, I'm joking. The cat said... He said, our cat's an evil genius. I seriously think the greasy orange little shit is still smarter than our nearly one-year-old. He gets into everything, and I do mean everything. No door, drawer, or cabinet can stop him. And if he knows where something he wants is, he will find it. It's so bad that for weeks after adopting him, I thought there was a poltergeist in the house. Because each morning I'd wake up to find every single cabinet door in the kitchen wide open. Which is weird.
That's very weird.
I mean, like, if I came into the house and all the cupboards were open, I'd be like, oh, get out! So how the fuck did I let him impregnate my wife? Well, my first fuck-up was storing the condoms in the same drawer as the Q-tips. Which he loves to get into and shred apart. He must have seen the box of Q-tips in the drawer when I put my rubbers away, because not even an hour later I stumbled upon a horrific scene of chewed plastic straws, shredded cotton fluff and shiny gold condom wrappers scattered around the gaping drawer that once contained them.
Wow.
He cleared up the destroyed. He cleared up the destroyed Q-tips and put the condoms back in their box, thinking nothing of it. So, I mean, that's fucking. We ended up having some sexy time later that night, and I vividly remember stumbling into the dark bathroom, opening said drawer, and blindly fumbling around the box to pull out a condom, as was the routine, thinking nothing of what happened earlier. This is, I know what's going to happen. I knew from the beginning. Imagine he gets back and the cat and the wife are in bed with the cigarette.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck me, that was great.
But fast forward a few weeks later and his wife is complaining of nausea and tender breasts, which immediately shot at each other a concerned glance, as this ain't our first rodeo, and she felt the same way before discovering her first pregnancy. She had still had half an empty box of tests from the year before and decided to take one just to be sure, followed up by another one and another one, all positive. And that's when it hit him, that damned cat. I'd have said that bastard cat, to be fair. I ran over to the bathroom drawer where I kept the condoms, dumped out the box on the counter and started to inspect each miserable little foil square. Sure enough, several had noticeable scratches, teeth marks, and even full-blown punctures in them. Which leads me to fuck up number two, not checking to see the cat chewed on my rubbers the week before he had gotten into that drawer.
Yep. Knew it. He punctured a hole in it.
He said, I can't wait to explain to my new son or daughter one day they owe their existence to the family cat.
Nice.
Yeah, just a bit fucking weird though. Like, sure. I mean, I wouldn't have kept it in the bathroom. No. Keep it in the bedroom so you can just jump straight on it.
That's it, exactly.
You know. What are you doing? Oh, we've got to keep it in the bathroom. Why?
Because that's where it belongs, apparently. I have one.
Yeah?
Darth Vader can buy his own galaxy now. A man wearing a Darth Vader costume collected a $95 million lotto ticket in Jamaica. The lotto company reported that's about $651,000. He said, may the millions be with you. Supreme Ventures captured photos of the costumed man identified only as W. Brown holding his winning check.
Oh, wow.
So,
fucking go on, Darth.
Yeah, so he said, he bought the lottery ticket in a sports bar, which wasn't his usual ticket purchasing place, but he used the same numbers as always, and then said, life has always been very, very rough. I've come from a poor family. Sometimes I couldn't attend school because my parents didn't have it. But I told myself that God will help me one day so I can help my family.
Aww.
So there we go. Anyone can win the lottery, really.
Even the Dark Lord of the Sith.
Yeah, totally.
Even a man that murdered children.
Man steals massive dildo from sex shop and he's still at large. A masked thief was...
Oh my god, really?
A masked thief was still at large as he casually exited a Las Vegas adult shop and in broad daylight with a 3-foot, 40-pound dildo
hoisted
onto his shoulder. He just picked it up and walked out, Laura, a store employee who declined to give her last name.
Oh, come on, Laura.
Told Hufflepuff on Tuesday.
Hufflepuff is in the...
Huff Post is called.
Oh, the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
I like your version, Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff, yeah.
The reporter was from Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff. TMZ, which obtained surveillance footage of on the July...
Of course they did.
14th theft of Deja Vu Love Boutique in Las Vegas.
If we ever go to Vegas, I want to go to Deja Vu Love.
They reported the man stuffing the stolen... Can't even say that word. Into his car.
Let's have a look. Phallus,
thank you. Stolen phallus. Dick. Yes. See, if I just said dick, it would have been alright. Yeah. Or penis, you know. Stolen penis into his car and made a clean getaway.
Rubber cock is my preferred.
Yeah. Laura said the stolen good is actually a sex toy named Moby that retails for $1,250.
Holy shit.
If the crook gets caught, he'll surely be subject to penal code.
The penal code.
Penal code.
There it's a joke about penises.
Penal code, yep. And there are
videos.
God, look how look there you go. That's how big it is.
That is a massive cock. I don't understand how you could use that. That is the size of his upper torso. Holy shit! Could you imagine getting to the balls on that? Split you in two.
It would split you in two, literally.
You have to have a
hole as big as, I don't know, a grapefruit?
I mean, it's quite... Yellow. Look, guys, the girth on this thing is fucking massive. There's no way that my willy's like that. It's just... I'm just pointing out the facts here. Sorry, Big Timmy's not that big. Cheese and crackers.
That is huge.
I don't know how you could fucking do that. That's like... That's going to rupture organs if he gets to the hilt. If he gets to the balls, he's fucked. Well, maybe it's not for him. Maybe it's for his... Maybe it's a Mother's Day gift. Oh. It's Mum's birthday. I'll get her that massive cock she wanted. Oh, you've got me the massive cock. And did it cost much? No, I nicked it. I just put it over shoulder. Sorry, I'm not saying that all Northerners are thieves. Because that would make me one.
That's true. Here we go, you got another one. Sex-crazed peacock put in bird prison after vicious attack on elderly woman.
Okay.
A vicious sex-crazed peacock who made residents' lives a misery by turning their doorstep into a love nest has been put in solitary confinement. The angry bird...
They're like, lock him up! He's like, you'll never take me alive!
The angry bird staked out its territory outside an apartment building in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, where it has attacked tenants, scared off postal workers, and even caused a car accident. Shit.
Yeah.
One resident, 55-year-old Susan Simmons, said... Things came to a head when the peacock started getting aggressive with people. In one case, he even injured an elderly resident, leaving her with a gash over an inch long on her arm, as well as severe bumps and bruises. Susan said there's a senior woman in her 90s who lives in the building. She is quite tiny. It's a fucking big bird. Shit.
It's just this massive one. And just started shooting lasers out of his eyes.
Oh, that's it. Pew. I thought I was going to go on more. Oh, here you go. She was coming home one day and got a bit too close to pee. That's what I've obviously called it. He flew up and struck her hand with his claw. She had a significant wound for some time. I think it was very shocking for her.
I'd say so.
So, exactly. A
fucking pee. Imagine being like, you know, how'd you get that scar? I got a fight with bears, and then like something else. So how'd you get your scar? Oh, I got startled by a peacock.
Peacock.
It dived at me and was like, rah, 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 rah. What noise do peacocks make?
I actually don't know.
He's like, nah. That's a yak, isn't it?
She continued, I think the longer he stayed,
the more territorial peacock.
He became. It was often hard to enter the building as his feathers reached across both doors, and you certainly wouldn't want to interrupt the mating dance, which happened regularly.
So wait, he stopped people?
Yeah. She added, one day I was in front of my balcony and watched P chase the FedEx driver off the property.
Right, are you ready to hear it?
Go on then.
Download a free audiobook with your 30-day trial.
That's an audible ad. That's not what a peacock sounds like. Here we go. Well, it doesn't sound that impressive.
Wait for it.
Oh, There's a donkey in there as well.
There's a donkey in there as well.
So yeah, that's pretty crap. I mean, I'd like it to at least be like, none shall oppose me, I shall claw you to death. What a fucking horrible existence to live in the shadow of fear of peacock. And you know what else is a horrible thing?
What's that?
The fact that we have to leave.
Aww.
Or we're going to kick you out of our house. Big Timmy's house is where we live. You're not allowed to stay anymore. Don't forget to check out JessChicken87 on Twitch. He's still streaming Golden Sun. He's also streaming other things. And you can join in the fun and maybe even win some fabulous prizes like avatars of me. Why don't you go and get the avatar of me and we'll have an army of Tims.
Yeah.
And we can all kick the crap out of everyone. I'm sure if you check out our social medias on Facebook and Twitters, you'll find Big Timmy's house posts about something. Maybe. Who knows? You better check and find out. And if not, why don't you send me a message and say, oi, why don't you post something? And then I'll post something and you can comment on it and be like, ooh, I don't think this is very good. This is a waste of time. And I'll be like, well, we're all in a very awkward position now, aren't we? Anyway, I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
Get out of our house.
Our peacock. In the middle of our street. Our
oh my god, the peacock's back!
It's not geese, it's peacocks now.
Oh, I'd rather have geese. Anyway, bye.
Bye.